Be. I'm going to turn in our Bibles just for a short reading to 2 Corinthians 5, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and we'll read from verse 12. May God bless his word. For we do not commend ourselves again to you, but give you opportunity to boast on our behalf, that you may have an answer for those who boast in appearance and not in heart. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. Or if we are of sound mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus that if one died for all, then all died. And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Amen. And may God add his blessing to his word this evening. As I was preparing this, I was thinking very much of the Bai team with us this week. And also just connecting that with the service of baptism this evening. It's always dangerous to make assumptions because you can be wrong and you can get yourself into a lot of trouble making assumptions. But I'm going to make an assumption tonight, and I think I'm not far from the mark. And the assumption is that it's probably you ladies who do the ironing at home. And I know there's maybe one or two will challenge me going out, some of the men folk, and say, you know what, I do the ironing, Colin. But generally, I would say it's probably the ladies who do the ironing. I don't see many men shaking their heads and disagreeing with that. And if I was to ask you, why do you do the ironing, ladies? Why do you do it? You would probably answer the way my mother used to answer when we would say to her, someone to say to you, say to her, don't do that. Sit down. Don't be doing that. You've no need to do that. And Mum would often reply, well, if I don't do it, no one else will. If I don't do it, no one else will. Is that why you do the ironing? Because you know if you don't do the ironing, no one else will do it. No one else will do it. That's very much how it is in our house. If Debbie didn't do the ironing, it just wouldn't get done. It just wouldn't get done. And I would say that's the same in a lot of homes, that if the ladies didn't do the ironing, it just wouldn't get done. And you know, as I read this passage, the thought came to me, you know, if the church doesn't do the gospel, if the church doesn't do the Great Commission, if the church doesn't go out and tell people about Jesus and how they can be reconciled through Christ to God, if the church doesn't do the gospel, it won't get done. It won't get done. So it won't. You see, it says here in verse 18, now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, listen, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. You get that? It says he has given to us, given to his church, committed to his church, the ministry of reconciliation. He has committed to us, left in our charge, the responsibility to go out into this world and to proclaim to men and women who are separated from God how they can be reconciled to God. And I would suggest that if the church doesn't do the gospel, if the church doesn't do the Great Commission, it'll be like the ironing. It won't get done. It won't get done. And I say that, friends, and I believe that tonight, but I also believe in the sovereignty of God. And I also believe that God doesn't need us to do the work, but he desires to use us to do the work. If the church doesn't do it, it just won't get done. And I want to encourage you tonight, I want to encourage the BY team tonight as you go out this week, to go forth with a passion, with a zeal for the work of the gospel. And what an encouragement there is in verse 20. Because it says here, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. If you're saved tonight, if you're part of the Church of Jesus Christ tonight, who are you? It says then, Paul says here, we are ambassadors for Christ. That's who we are tonight. We are ambassadors for Christ, as though God was pleading through us to other people, imploring them to be reconciled to God. What an encouragement to get on with the work of the gospel, realizing that we are ambassadors for Christ. An ambassador is someone who represents his king or queen, his prime minister or his president, someone who represents his country in another country. And that's who we are tonight. We are ambassadors of King Jesus tonight. We are here in a foreign land to represent him, to proclaim to those around us the message of reconciliation. We are ambassadors for Christ this evening. Just a few thoughts I want to hang on that this evening. Firstly, I believe we should be proud to be an ambassador. You should be proud to be an ambassador for Christ this evening. Can you imagine the US ambassador to Ireland? Can you imagine he or she coming to Ireland as the US ambassador and being ashamed of it? Can you imagine him or her coming to Ireland as the US ambassador, representing that mighty nation in this country and hiding the fact that he or she is the ambassador? Of course not. Being American and being an ambassador, they will be proud of the fact. They will want everybody to know that they are the ambassador of the US to Ireland. Friends, we should be proud to be ambassadors for Christ this evening. Nothing to be ashamed of at all. Something to be proud of. We are ambassadors of King Jesus this evening. He has us here to represent him. He has us here to proclaim the message of reconciliation. And tonight, as our candidates go through the waters of baptism, what they are doing and what they are saying, we are proud to belong to King Jesus. As they go through the waters of baptism, they are confessing publicly that they belong to King Jesus, and they are proud to belong to him. They're not ashamed to be his ambassadors. And that's what they are declaring as they go through the waters of baptism. But you know, they're declaring much more even than that. They're declaring their loyalty to King Jesus this evening. That's what they're doing. Their loyalty. That from here on they desire to serve him. They desire to be faithful to him. That is what they are signifying as they go through the waters of baptism. But even more than that, they are declaring. As they pass through the waters of baptism tonight, yes, they are confessing that they belong to Christ. They are proclaiming that they seek and want to be loyal to him. But as well as that, they are identifying with Christ. They are identifying with Christ in his death, in his burial, and in his resurrection. Let me just read some words in Romans 6. We were in this passage last week. Let me just read these words to illustrate what I mean. Romans 6, verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How can we who died to sin live in it any longer? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. If we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. As the candidates go through the waters of baptism tonight, they're identifying with Christ. They're showing that they have died to sin. They're showing that they have died with Christ. As they go under the waters, they're showing that they have been buried. Their old life has been buried. They're showing as they come up out of the waters that they have risen to new life in Christ. They're identifying with Christ in his death, in his burial, and in his resurrection. And we do that because of who we are. Because we are ambassadors for Christ this evening. Proud to be an ambassador. But also, folks, this evening, aren't we privileged to be ambassadors for Christ tonight? We're absolutely privileged. We don't deserve to be ambassadors for Christ tonight. What a privilege and honor it must be to be chosen by your king and country to be an ambassador, to be sent to represent your country and nation in a foreign land. Absolute privilege. What a privilege is ours tonight to be ambassadors for Christ. Look at verse 18. It says there, now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ. Verse 21. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. These verses remind us that once we were separated from God, once we were alienated from God because of our sin, and in that condition, it was inconceivable to consider that we could ever be his ambassador. We were separated from him because of our sin. There's no way that we could ever become his ambassador. But because of what Christ has done for us, it says he who knew no sin was made sin for us. And as a result of that, as it says in 18, he has reconciled us to himself. Young people, as you go round the doors, as you go into Dungannon this week to share this message, remember who you are. You are an ambassador for Christ. Be proud of that. Be proud of that. Remember who you represent. But let's not forget the privilege of it. We were alienated from God. No way did we deserve to be his representatives. But because Christ was made sin for us and dealt with our sin, through that, our sin has been dealt with. We've been reconciled to God so that we can now, it can now be said of us in verse 20, we are ambassadors for Christ. Proud to be an ambassador. Privilege, absolutely, to be an ambassador. But also, folks, think of the power an ambassador has. The power he has, or she has. Absolute power. Great power. When the ambassador comes from a foreign land to the host country, he or she speaks and acts on behalf of the king or the president. They have great power. So they have. As ambassadors for Christ, we have great power. Let's not forget that. It says in verse 20, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Listen, as though God were pleading through us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God. See the power we have as ambassadors. We are ambassadors for Christ, so much so, it's as though God is speaking through us. That's the sense in which we are ambassadors for Christ. When we go round the doors this week with a Bai team, when we go into Dungannon, when we come here tomorrow night and throughout this week at Holy Bible Club, and we speak to the boys and girls and those who are sharing the lessons, teach the lessons, those who are teaching the memory verses, teach their memory verses. Remember, you are an ambassador for Christ. It's as though God is speaking through you. That's the power. So it is. We're not doing this by ourselves. And we have to remember that. I have to remember that. Because sometimes when I go to speak, I don't speak like an ambassador. I see ambassadors being interviewed on television, and they speak well, and they are polished, and you know they're an ambassador. But sometimes when I speak to people about this message of reconciliation to God, sometimes I stumble and I stutter and I get it wrong and I get it upside down and the wrong way around. But remember, even when we do, it's as though God is speaking through us. Proud to be an ambassador tonight. Privileged. Power we have. And what's the purpose? Why are we ambassadors? What is the purpose? Well, we see it at the end of verse 20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. Listen, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Our purpose is, as ambassadors for Christ, is to go out to people around us who are separated from God, and to share with those people and plead with those people. It says we're to plead with those people how they can be reconciled to God. Reconciled to God. That's the message we have. That's our purpose, friends, to go out and tell people who are strangers to God how they can know God and how God, they can have a relationship with God. This is a wonderful message, friends, that we can go to people and tell them that they can know God, that they can have a relationship with God. What a message, friends, that is. You know, the gospel is not just saying to people, you're separated from God. The gospel is about saying you are separated from God, but because of what Christ has done, you can be reconciled to God. That's part of the gospel too. Telling people how they can be reconciled to God and telling them why they can be reconciled to God, as we have it in verses 18 and 19 and 21. Telling them why. It's not something we've dreamt up, but telling them it's a solid foundation. Telling them it's because of Christ, verse 19, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation, telling them, verse 21, that he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. It's about telling people they can be reconciled, telling them why. Because of Christ, because he was made sin for us, because he took on him our sin and was punished for our sin, God has accepted that. And if they will trust it, they can be reconciled to God. Maybe as you come this evening to this baptismal service, maybe you're not reconciled to God, still a stranger to God. I'm delighted to be able to tell you tonight that you can be reconciled to God. You can have a relationship with God. You don't have to live as a stranger to God. You can know God. You can know God speaking to you, and you can know what it is to talk to God. You can know your sins forgiven and be brought back into relationship with God. If you will, accept that Jesus was made sin for you, that he took your place. He fully paid for your sin. And if you will accept and trust that by faith, well then you too will be made righteous. You will be reconciled to God again. I'm not so much worried about who does the ironing, so I'm not. But I know in many homes, if it's not the ladies who do it, it won't get done. Friends, if the church doesn't do the gospel, doesn't do the Great Commission, it won't get done. We need to remember who we are tonight. You know, an ambassador is sent with a job to do. We have been given a job to do. It's not just a title. It comes with a job description. Let us go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Amen.